we are very grateful to the Almighty for sparing the lives of Liberians and friends of Liberia to be able to see 167 years of existence as a country, as a nation state. Why we celebrate, though, we have some issues of concern in our country. Currently, the government and our people are battling with this deadly Ebola virus that permeated the society and is really affecting our people. So even as we celebrate 167 years, that is our focus. So how can we galvanize support? How can we create the awareness that we can find way to eradicate that is spreading so fast among our people?
I understand this year you are moving the celebrations to Philadelphia. Why?
Well, James, as you may be aware, the government of Liberia, even back in Liberia, moved the July 26th from county to county. That is one strategy to take development to the people, to take the government to the people. We thought that as the government representative here, it's only fair to follow suit. Liberians are spread all over the U.S. I mean, Philadelphia, this year we decided to take the July 26th there because the past 2 years I've been here, and every time we plan the July 26th celebration, especially the cultural extravaganza, those who participate in the cultural aspect of the program come from Philadelphia. And so we said, well, this time it's only fair to go to them as well. Besides, Philadelphia had up to about 30,000 Liberians living there. Minnesota got 22,000. Staten Island got 11,000. So we don't think it's fair enough for all of them to leave their areas every year to come to Washington.
There are those who say, Your Excellency, that there is not much to celebrate, particularly because of the state of affairs in the country, Liberia. Some people have described it as increasing poverty, the high cost of living, and the increased exchange rate.
Well, again, James, I will not agree with Liberians who think that we should not be celebrating our 167 years as a nation state because there's poverty in Liberia. As I said earlier, you cannot stop celebrating the 102nd anniversary of your grandmother because she's poor, because she's in the bush. I think we should embrace our independence. There have been some gains, even though we got challenges along the way, but there have been some gains since our Civil War, and we should be able to recognize that.